Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I'm glad that you're all here. I'm glad that you're all here safely. I hope it's been cold enough for you this week. Please don't blame me. I left Minnesota for all those reasons. And so, and here's hoping that we just get that little itty bitty bit of snow or something. But it is good for us to be together. I'm very glad that you're here. I'm very glad if you're joining with us on YouTube. Hi, Tommy. I hope you and your family are doing really great. All right. There we are. It's the one person I know that sometimes tunes in. We have Sunday school bags in the back. So if there are children here, if there will be children at your house, please make sure that you bring them one of those Sunday school bags. Also a reminder that we have Sunday school class in between services, whether for adults in the parlor or the kids upstairs in the education wing. We're still looking for two volunteers to help with Altar Guild next month, February of 2022. It's a straightforward month. There shouldn't be a lot of having to change pyramid colors and things like that. I think we stay green throughout all of it. And so if you're interested, if this is a month that you may be wondering what it's like and all the rest of that, please contact the church office if you are willing to help with Altar Guild for next month. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them. But we gathered this morning to continue our season after the Epiphany, the season where we celebrate all of the ways in which the love of God is made manifest to all of us. So let us then begin our worship by singing together our gathering song, Famous One. Let us rise and sing together.
You are beautiful. You are the Lord.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord God, you have caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for the nourishment of your people. Grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that comforted by your promises, we may embrace and forever hold fast to the hope of eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our first lesson is from the 8th chapter of Nehemiah. I even pronounced Nehemiah right. I better quit. All the people of Israel gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. This was on the first day of the 7th month. He read from it, facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from the 12th chapter of Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet only one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the 4th chapter. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread throughout all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, do you remember? I can't remember if it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was. Everyone had cloth bracelets that had WWJD on them. I had one, still have it, still kind of fits. It's been a long time since I've been wearing it, right? It was a reminder to ask, what would Jesus do? As you were facing decisions in life. Now that was a powerful prayer. As you were faced with decisions, considering how it is that we behave towards neighbors and strangers. Now it did get a little ridiculous when people began to argue governmental policies and procedures, or trying to decide whether you wanted oat milk or soy milk in your latte, asking, well, what would Jesus do? That was always a little strange. In today's gospel reading, we hear Jesus himself tell us his mission statement. He lets us know, using Isaiah as a backup, that his mission is one of compassion and care, of redemption and salvation for all, even those forgotten by most. Today, we actually hear what Jesus would do. Because in today's gospel, Jesus returns to Galilee to begin his mission. This story is just after the baptism story, just after the temptation story. And it says here in our gospel today that Jesus is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And he went to synagogue on Sabbath day. Now, filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus didn't start a storefront church. He didn't go stand on a soapbox on some street corner and begin haranguing the crowds. Jesus went where he knew. He went where he was comfortable. He sat among people he cared about. This was his custom. It was where he had been brought up. And on the day we read about, the scroll from Isaiah was presented. He opened it and he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This was Jesus declaring his mission statement. Using the words from the prophet Isaiah, Jesus proclaimed, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." He declares to all around and to all of us today, "This is what I will do. This is where I will go. These are the people I will work with. This is my mission." Jesus came to bring good news to the poor. Now, he was not the first one to do this. Every prophet and most of the Psalms were proclaiming and directing that we are to bring good news to the poor, that we are to remember them, care for them. Jesus came, and his care and compassion were for all people. But to those in poverty, he spent extra time. To those who were poor in spirit, he gave extra care. To all who knew the poverty of life, he showed compassion, reminding them and all of us that God's love is theirs, is ours. That's good news. Jesus came to proclaim release to the captives. Now, this is not only those who are truly captive or imprisoned, but it does include them. January, this month, is Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month, where we remember in our prayers and in all we can do those who are trafficked and sent across the country and across the globe. We try to proclaim to them release. We connect with captives and prisoners through the Cards for Christ ministry, and we bring a message to them of peace and release. More than that, all who are sinful are captive to sin, and that's us. And Jesus brings release. Jesus encourages us to release one another. The wages of sin may be death, but we are alive in Christ. We may be trapped in sin, but Jesus sets us free with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Jesus came to bring sight to the blind. All people who think that somehow or another they've earned a place from God are blind. And too often, most of us will bump around in the darkness of our world thinking that we have the answer. Jesus' life and ministry was meant to bring light and sight, to help us all to see the power of God in our lives and in the lives of people around us. Jesus came to bring that light and that life, not with new got-tos, but rather with more and more and more get-tos. Jesus came to set the oppressed free. Those oppressed by their own sinfulness, those oppressed by the sinfulness of others. You see, the power of God's love shown in Jesus' life and teaching, in his feeding and healing, his suffering and death, it sets us free. We are freed from sin, death, and the devil. And we are freed for the sake of our neighbors and strangers, family and friends. Jesus brings all of us to the glory of the year of the Lord's favor. Now, this is not just a single year. It is the length of Jesus' ministry and all of the time from that moment right till now. We live in the glory of the Lord's favor. We also live in the Lord's judgment, meant to show us our guilt and lead us back to Christ. Jesus has forgiven us, and it, with his love, we have life and favor. We have grace and peace and hope. Today we heard Jesus' mission statement, and he went from that moment and that place, and he lived a life bringing this reading from Isaiah to life. This is also our mission statement as well. And if you want to know what Jesus would do, look here. This is our mission statement because Paul reminds us today that now we are the body of Christ. If Christ is doing it, it's because we are doing it individually and collectively. In the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord, we are part of the body of Christ. Now, I'm not Jesus reborn, but I am part of the body. You are not Jesus reborn, but together we are the body of Christ. We're the hands and the feet, the voice to speak, the ears to hear, the arms to embrace. This is our mission now. We get to try to bring good news to the poor, whether that's financially, mentally, or spiritually, and we have the grace and the guidance of Jesus to help us. We get to try to proclaim release to captives and set the oppressed free, whether that is through forgiveness or through efforts to make freedom more and more real for more people. Jesus shows us how that is possible. We get to bring sight to the blind, As we strive to speak the truth of God's love and then live the truth of God's love, showing the world the depth and the breadth of that love as well. Jesus inspires that in us all. Now, we cannot do any of this all alone. We have one another together. We are the body working as a unit, even if it appears that we're going in opposite directions. Think about that, right? Elbow goes one way, hand goes another way, but we're all still working together. When we follow Jesus, when we live this mission statement, we truly live safely believing that we are doing what Jesus would do. Amen. Please rise. In remembrance and celebration of our baptism, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon us in abundance. So we are bold to pray for the church, the world, and all that God has made. You reveal yourself to us in the reading of Scripture. Fulfill your word through the faithful witness of your church. Send us out to bring your liberating good news to all people. Lord, in your mercy, all creation proclaims your handiwork. Teach us to love the intricate and beautiful bodies that you have created. Bless tiny insects, enormous whales, and every creature in between. Sustain species at risk of extinction. Lord, in your mercy, you desire that there be no dissension among us. Where we are divided in our society, nation, or world, come quickly to reunite us into one body. Ease conflict. Dispel violence and bring an end to war. Lord, in your mercy, anoint with your Spirit all who seek your favor. Grant provision and justice for people living in poverty, people living with disability, those living with pain, or those under oppression. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, we also pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for David, Stan, Heather, Pam, Rachel, and Robin. May the healing presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy, build up the body of Christ in this place. Bless the variety of ministries in this congregation. Empower us to freely welcome and deeply value each person who enters into worship and ministry among us. Lord, in your mercy, in thanksgiving, we lift before you the saints for whom the promise of salvation has now been fulfilled. Tend to those who mourn. Bring us together in your everlasting joy. Lord, in your mercy, since we have such great hope in your promises, O God, we lift these and all of our prayers to you in confidence and faith through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now, may the Lord grant that we may see what we need to see and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stay warm, stay dry, stay safe as you go into the world with hope to make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.